Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Can you imagine, have you had anything that happened in your life that just interrupted your life? I mean, you had all these plans and something happened that you had to change all your plans. Well, guess what? It's about to happen in the world. The world is about to be interrupted. At the world, it's the government, World Government Summit in Dubai. They're all gathered together, all these government leaders, and they're talking about what's going to be interrupting the world. And they're interviewing Elon Musk. Elon Musk is the founder of Tesla, SpaceX, co-founder of PayPal that you probably use to be able to transfer money today. Done quite a few things, but here we are at this particular point, and they're talking about what do you think the disruption that's coming to us really, really soon. Take a look.
What's next in technology?
What's next in technology?
That will disturb the way we live, the way we think, the way we do business.
Well, the most near-term impact from a technological standpoint is autonomous cars, like fully self-driving cars. Like I said, that's going to happen much faster than people realize. It's going to be a great convenience to be an autonomous car, but there are many people whose jobs it is to drive. So in fact, I think it might be the single largest employer of people is driving in various forms. And so then we need to figure out new roles for what do those people do. But it will be very disruptive and very quick. Now, I should characterize what I mean by quick, because quick means different things to different people. There are over 2 billion vehicles in the world, approaching 2.5 billion cars and trucks in the world. The total new vehicle production capacity is about 100 million. Which makes sense because the life of a car or truck before it's finally scrapped is about 20, 25 years. So the point at which we see full autonomy appear will not be the point at which there is massive societal upheaval, because it will take a long time to make enough autonomous vehicles to disrupt employment. So that disruption I'm talking about will take place over about 20 years. But still, 20 years is a short period of time to have, I think, something like 12 to 15% of the workforce be unemployed.
12 to 15% of the workforce unemployed. No more driving the vehicles. When he talks about 20 years, that's every single car transitioned over in 20 years, which means immediately this thing is going to begin to kick in. And it's going to disrupt. Imagine if you didn't have your car. Some of you that live in cities, you never had a car. Some of you never had a driver's license because you're using a subway or using taxis. But most of America rides around, you know, they live pretty far away from their work and pretty far away from their church, and they do drive distances. Well, imagine that changing. They're saying that's going to be changing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.